Hello, and welcome to the Finding Emet radio program. Emet is the Hebrew word for truth. This program will help you understand and live the truth of the Bible from a Hebrew perspective. The Finding Emet radio program features the teaching ministry of Brother Daniel Rindelman of Emet Ministries. Prepare your heart to receive the Emet, the truth of the Scriptures. More audio lessons and teaching articles are available at the www.emetministries.com website. Please visit our site to find all things spiritual, including a free online Bible search program, or submit your prayer request. That's www.emetministries.com or www.findemet.com. CD copies of this teaching are available for free by submitting a request at the website. Let's welcome our teacher, Daniel Rindelman, as he helps us find the Emet.
The title of this teaching is called The Army and the Sovereignty of Yahweh. Say it with me. The Army and the Sovereignty of Yahweh. Every year, people celebrate Independence Day, July the 4th, right? You ever wonder, do they have July 4th in England? What do you think? No? They have July 4th on their calendar, right? They just don't celebrate it as Independence Day. But anyway, Thomas Jefferson had set in motion some of the things that occurred with July the 4th, Independence Day, and that is when the 13 original colonies adopted the Constitution. Who knows how it starts out? We the people, United States of America, that's right, in order to form a more perfect union, very good, giving man certain inalienable rights, separating us from the rule of who? The king, the queen, giving the government basically setting up saying safety, security, welfare, peace. So the government was setting itself up to make sovereign decisions, and yet the government would be governed by what? The Bill of Rights and the Constitution. Guaranteed what? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and the right to be overtaxed. Born free, but taxed to death, right? Jeremiah. Life, liberty, the pursuit of nappiness. That is what we have been given. Happiness, excuse me. Government, understand, is the controlling power, right? I mean, they tell us what we can do, what we cannot do. However, is government controlling everything? I mean, isn't there certain boundaries that the government has that have been established? That's why we have a constitution. That's why we have laws. It's not only to limit people, but it's to limit what? The government itself. Otherwise, the government could do anything. So, Donna, the government would actually violate itself if it dictated everything you did. If it said you had to be here, you had to do this, then you had to do that. If the government dictated all the details in life, it would violate itself. Now, the government, Sue, would absolve itself. Our democratic republic would cease to exist if the freedom stopped. By the way, there are more laws in this country than there are in China. There are more laws on the books in America, United States, than there are in Australia. There are more laws on the books, United States, than there are in Japan. And yet we call ourselves the land of the free, home of the brave. Freedom, by the way, comes by the law. It guarantees the freedom. It gives us opportunity for the freedom. And the country was founded for the people and what? By the people. This is the difference between a dictatorship and a democracy, between capitalism and communism. Now, there are extremes, right? You got the, martial law is coming. George Bush missed it by a day. He was supposed to declare martial law. Isn't that what all the conspiracy theorists tell us? And so now Obama's going to declare martial law. Isn't that what we read on the internet? That's one extreme side of it. That's not the point here. The country was founded for the people, by the people. And so we've got these documents. Here's what I submit to you today, Matthew. That the kingdom of heaven, the government of heaven, is set up very similar to the United States government. But the spiritual world resembles a democracy more than it does a dictatorship. Now, this is contrary to how many Christians, how many people view the world. It's contrary, because most people would say, oh, well, lucky you. You got that parking space. Fate must have done it. Of the stars, right? Of the stars must have been in order for you. Or, you know, God just must have blessed you. You got this, you got that. Most people, for some reason, even subconsciously think, April, that God dictates everything, approves everything. That if it occurred, it must have been God's will. I'm going to challenge that. Our theologies portray a creator who, guess what? He sends a little butterfly across the yard to bless us. So, that was sent. That was heaven sent. I'm going to challenge that idea. What about that rainbow you saw? Was that rainbow sent just for you? What? Okay, now I got to go there. Katrina, the tsunami, was sent to punish the world. I don't believe that. Now that's upsetting, because you've got these conspiracy theorists out there that say, oh, within 48 hours of President Bush doing something against Israel, guess what happened? Katrina hit New Orleans. It changed its course and destroyed the Sin City. Sometimes we think that plagues or sickness comes because God is trying to teach us a lesson. Now hear me out. We pray for Joe. Yahweh would heal Joe. Yahweh heal Joe. Joe gets worse. Joe dies. What do we say? Must have been God's will. Maybe God's trying to teach Joe something. He's just always sick. How about this? We pray everything goes smoothly. Everything should work out. I'm on a road trip. I get a flat tire. I get it fixed. I get a speeding ticket. I get caught speeding. Then I get another flat tire. And then what do we say? Oh, God works in mysterious ways. You never know what Yahweh's going to do. Must not have been in Yahweh's will. It just didn't happen. Most people, if not directly, now this is hard, okay? This is hard, Judah. Most people, if not directly, indirectly, think that life is based on the moods of the Creator. That, okay, He chooses to heal Michael but not Joe. That the Creator says, oh, you know what? I like Michael more than Joe. I'm going to heal him. We're depressed. We're oppressed. We regressed. We struggle. We have financial problems. And we think, oh, I'm a victim. Some people say, well, God doesn't love me, or I'm waiting to get through this. Or some people get this, Gregory. They blame Yahweh. They blame God for bad things. And I'm using that term on purpose. They blame God for the bad things in their life. Have you ever thought this? Why would Yahweh allow blank to happen to me? I thought He loved me. Have you ever thought that? Be human. Be real. You know, everyone here has thought those words. You thought this. Why? How could Yahweh allow this to happen? For me, my sister, she was killed when she was 21 years old in a car accident. How could Yahweh allow that to happen if Yahweh loves me, if Yahweh loves her? So I asked that question. I was a good old Baptist then, and people just come up and they say to me, oh, it's okay. God loves her more than you do, and he needed her more than you do. I'm like, what? I don't want to worship this God. Then somebody said, oh, well, just don't put a question mark where God put a period. I said, a period? There's a comma here. She died, comma, she's in heaven. Not she died, period, she's gone forever. Or then it's something like, well, you know, God works in mysterious ways. And, you know, it was just her time. Baloney. I no more believe that than I believe it. I've walked on the moon. I believe she was robbed of her life. I believe she was taken. Her life was taken away from her. I don't believe it was her time. I absolutely don't believe it. The truth is, this is very important you hear me. Yahweh has set up this world to function more like a democracy than a dictatorship. Yahweh is not the problem. Say that. Yahweh is not the problem. You know, if people would just quit blaming him, things would be a lot better. Nor is Yahweh the source behind all of our problems and all of our pain. I believe that Yahweh has set up his government. He's put laws in place. Rights have been secured. Freedoms have been guaranteed. His word is forever settled. He will not violate his own laws. He will not violate his own laws. So Maggie, you're driving down the road. You're getting ready to go to a cliff. You ignore the signs. You ignore the warning signs. You just keep going. And then as you start going over the cliff and your car starts going over, you say, oh, I'm going to make it. And then all of a sudden, you realize you're not going to make it. And you start dropping. What's taking place there is the law of gravity is pulling you down. Well, yeah, you can pray all you want, but Yahweh's not going to stop that car and say, oh, wait a minute, I'm going to stop the law of gravity just for a minute here and save you. Because what about all those planes that are landing at that moment? But what happened to all the thousands of people in those planes? What about all the people in the laws of gravity that are in two or three-story buildings at that very moment when the laws of gravity stop? He's not going to violate his laws that he's put into place. Like the First Continental Congress, Yahweh's created mankind. He's given liberty and freedom to us. The problem is when we ignore the laws, when we ignore his rules, then we're taking control and we're saying, I know better. We each have been given by Yahweh life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. Yahweh has all power. Amen. He has all authority. But the word tells us that he's given man authority over the earth. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 1. Bereshit chapter 1, the story of creation. This is a big deal. There's a change in our citizenship. Genesis 1, verse 28. Let's go to verse 26. Yahweh said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. Yahweh is in charge. He's the author. He is sovereign. He says, I'm going to make man in my own image. And verse 28, and Elohim blessed them. And Elohim said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moves upon the earth. Who has dominion over the earth? Man does. Not Superman, not Buddha, man. Another witness, Tehillim, the book of Psalms, chapter 115, verse 16. Let's go to verse 15. It's repeating this. Psalms, Tehillim, chapter 115, verse 15 and 16. Ye are blessed of Yahweh, which made heaven and earth. Just read that. The heaven, even the heavens are Yahweh's, but the earth, he has given to the children of men. It's ours. It's yours. We own it. Now, I can give you a guitar. A nice Fender, Ibanez guitar, maybe a Les Paul. I can give you a guitar. And when I give it to you, it's yours, Maggie. I can't dictate how you use it once it's yours. I can give you ideas. I can give you instructions. I can give you a book. I can give you lessons. I can even send my son to come show you how to really play it. But I can't dictate how you use it. You choose. You see, we've been given that same type of freedom from Yahweh. Hear me. This teaching is called the Army and the Sovereignty of Yahweh. Adam and Eve in the garden were the first given the choice to submit to the reign of Yahweh. But they rebelled. What happened? Brought curses, brought death, brought sin. Our government does not force every law down our throats. People choose to shoplift, run red lights, speed. Is there a cop behind you every time you're speeding? You hope not. Is that what you said? How about murder, deal drugs, rebel against the law? These little things or whatever. The government, the physical and the spiritual are very similar. When we obey the law, we're blessed with freedom. When someone disobeys the law, what are they given? They're cursed or they're punished with the loss of freedom. You go to jail. Doesn't that make sense? Hear me now. The government's will does not automatically happen in America. The government's will is that you pay taxes, and they're going to do everything they can to make you pay those taxes. But you can try not to. The government's will is you obey the speed limit. That's not Daniel's will, okay? I'll tell you. Ride with me. You will be a great prayer warrior when you do. You know those bars? You know what we call those bars, right, in the car? Suicide bars. You know, you grab them when something's bad about to happen. I'm driving down the road a few days ago, true story. My wife's beside me, and I hit the brakes. I go to grab my bar. She says, Daniel, they don't put those on the driver's side. Oh, no. She said, you're supposed to be driving. You're supposed to know what's happening. Just because it's the government's will that I drive safely doesn't mean I do it. It's not automatically happening. Let me tell you, Nicholas, Yahweh's will does not automatically happen. We have to make it happen. Yahweh has set His word, His Torah, His laws into place, just like the law of gravity. That's His divine will. We should not violate it, because when we do, then we lose freedom. It's the law of liberty is what Galatians calls it. Now, to live, you have to have oxygen. Is that correct? Human being, H2O, that's water. Oxygen, oh, you got to have it in order to live. You got to have H2O as well. So, if you don't get enough oxygen, what happens? You don't breathe. You die. If you decide to hold your breath, you decide not to get enough oxygen, is that Yahweh's fault? It sure isn't. It's not Yahweh killing you. It's you disregarding His laws that He set into place. Now, I just got to go there. Some people abuse drugs all their life, and then guess what? They get cancer. They get liver disease. They get lung disease. They get heart disease. And then what do? Then they blame Yahweh. They blame God for what's happening to them. We put ourselves in danger, like babysitting five kids. And then we blame God because something bad happened. That's not right either. Gravity shows us we reap what we sow. Melanie, if you plant corn, you're not going to get a cow out of the ground. That's a law that Yahweh has in place. Time and space. We got to give to receive. If you obey, now this is what we've been told. If you obey, you're blessed. If you disobey, you're cursed. Is that what we're telling people? Well, you got to obey Torah because the Bible says if you obey, right? Deuteronomy, you'll be blessed. He'll make you the head and not the tail. I like that verse. He'll make you the head and not the tail. But if you disobey, all this bad stuff's going to happen to you. We tell that to people and they know we're lying. Because they know people who disobey all day long, like Donald Trump, and he's got everything in the world he could want. I'm reasoning with you. I'm being real. We tell people, you better obey so you'll be blessed. Here's the problem, ladies and gentlemen. We don't know how to recognize blessings. We don't even know how to recognize curses. We get them so mixed up. We think, oh, if good things happen to you, you must be a good person. And if bad things happen to you, what? You must be a bad person. Vice versa. If you obey, you'll have a good life. I'm telling you, you obey this word, you're asking for all hell to break loose against you. Now that's the truth. Yahweh's judgment and Yahweh's blessings are not always discernible or understandable. I personally do not believe Hurricane Katrina was an act of Yahweh against America. I believe Hurricane Katrina was a hurricane that occurred. Now, you might disagree. That's okay. My point is this. I don't know if that was an act of Yahweh's judgment or not. It could have been an act of Yahweh's mercy because that hurricane could have gone all the way up Florida and killed millions and millions and millions of people. It could have hit Mexico City. No more tacos. I mean, it could have done some horrible things. But when we become black and white, we're stepping out of what I believe Yahweh's word tells us. We should leave such judgments to Yahweh. Let me ask you this. Was the Holocaust, did it occur because the Jewish people were unfaithful? Are you going to tell me that? Are you going to tell me that Bill Gates is a billionaire because he kept the mitzvot? We need to get out of this game of saying, well, that person's blessed or that person's cursed or this was a punishment of Yahweh or this isn't. It's time we mature and stop focusing on it. I got to go there. Can I read this so I don't mess it up? How about this? A mature believer will not obey for a blessing. You see, that's what children do. Go clean your room. I'll give you a gummy worm. I told that to my son. I got these kosher gummy worms. Awesome. They're like octopus. I said, I'll give you a kosher candy. Go clean your room. And guess what he says? Oh, yes. Obedience equals blessing. He's immature. He's 5. A mature believer will obey because it's the right thing to do, whether he gets that gummy bear or not, because it's the right thing to do. A mature child's going to say, you know what? I'm going to clean my room because it makes my daddy happy. I'm going to clean my room because I know it's the right thing to do. I'm going to clean my room because I know that if I reap what I sow. Doesn't that make sense? Or because I love him. How about that? I love my daddy. I'm going to clean my room. We think we're blessed. I'm sorry. Oh, it's like this. We got it all backwards. We tithe today. We get a check in the mail tomorrow. Oh, it's because I tithed. Maybe. Maybe something you did a year ago. Maybe something you did 5 years ago. We don't know. But as long as we focus on material blessings, we're wrong. Your blessing is not a new house or good days or selfishness. And the curses is not a hurricane or a headache. You know what your blessing is? It's Yahweh. The Talmud says that the reward for doing the mitzvot is the mitzvot itself. That means we obey the commandments because we obey the commandments, not to get something. Ego and selfishness is our curse, not hurricanes and all these other problems. Yahweh has laws in place that'll dictate that. So let me make this clear. I don't believe, Luther, that Yahweh has to literally punish us. If I am sexually active outside of marriage, I don't think Yahweh has to strike me down with HIV. He has set laws into motion. There are natural sicknesses and STDs and things that will occur to me because I am breaking His commandments. That doesn't mean He's looking for me saying, "Where's that sinner at? I'm going to find him. I'm going to get him today." But people think that. They think He's got this lightning bolt ready to strike you down. That's why His word is there. His word is eternal, right? He is omnipresent. He is omnipotent. But the truth is that Yahweh's word and His world is allowing us to do that. The opposite, I believe, is true. He doesn't just wake up one day and say, "Oh, Maggie, you read your Bible today. You're going to win the lottery." Boom. "You didn't even play. I'll make a lottery ticket just appear in your mailbox. Here you go." I believe His blessings are the same way. It's by His laws. If you obey, for example, and eat what Yahweh says to eat and don't eat what Yahweh says not to eat, you obey the commandments, He promises you will be healthy. That's not me speaking, that's Him. If when we disobey, then we bring about curses of disobedience. Remember they brought to Yeshua and they said, "Why is this person sick? Is it because of his sin or his parents' sin?" And what did they say? "So that the glory of Yahweh would be manifest." He said, "Don't worry about the sins. Let me just heal him." We get so wrapped up with what happened. What, you know, don't worry about the details. Let Yahweh heal us. But we try. I want to expose an error. Everybody say error. Not error. 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 Thank you. How many of you have been taught this? Raise of hands. That Yahweh has a perfect will and a passive will or a permissive will. Anybody ever been taught that before? Yahweh has a perfect will and Yahweh has a permissive will. I'm getting some shakes. Yeah? Or this, that Yahweh's will is hard to know and understand. You had a struggle to get there. I believe that those are lies. I believe that Yahweh has a perfect will. It's in line with the Word, Genesis to Revelation. There is Yahweh's perfect will for your life. And then I've been told, "Oh, then there's the permissive will. You chose this, but He allowed you to do that." Let me tell you something. There's Yahweh's perfect will. And then there is HaSatan's will. The adversary's will, the flesh. Anything that is not Yahweh's perfect will is against His perfect will. Now, after 9/11, George Bush said this. He said, "If you're not for us, you're against us." That's what he said. If it's not Yahweh's perfect will, it is against Yahweh's perfect will. That means we better be careful. Because when we think that there's a permissive will and a perfect will, it's kind of like a gray area. Right? That would give us three. There'd be Yahweh's, there'd be a permissive, and there'd be, no, that's not good. Don't misunderstand this. Yahweh is in full power. Yahweh is sovereign. But he's delegated that authority to man. Everything that happens on earth, I believe, is passive. It is either Yahweh's will or it's not. And let's be honest, is his will the majority today? Cut on cable. Do you see Yahweh's will? So does Yahweh's will automatically happen? Some would say, oh, well, the Bilderbergers, yeah, the Rothschilds, yeah, you know what I'm talking about? All these conspiracy theories. Did you know that Yahweh does not approve of any person not accepting Yeshua? Turn with me to 2 Kepha, 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 says, Yahweh is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of Yahweh will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with great noise, the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also, the works that are in, shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons, how now shall you live in the holy manner of life in reverence? It says that Yahweh is not willing that any should perish. He does not want any to perish. Are there people perishing? Yes, there are. Yeshua said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 13, that narrow is the gate and few enter into it. Narrow is the gate. So that means Yahweh's will does not always happen. He is not willing that any should perish. So does that mean everybody goes to heaven? No, it doesn't. But they're given the choice. So let me ask you about this. What about miracles? What about end time events? What about Yahweh's involvement? What about the parting of the Red Sea? Yahweh had to be involved there, right? Okay. We read in the scriptures about some awesome miracles that occurred. I know that many of these miracles still occur today. I've seen them. I've been a part of them. I prayed for people. They've been healed. We can read in the scriptures about end time events and see it happening in our newspaper. I believe that such occurs through the power of emunah, faith. And I don't think we recognize the strength, the power of faith. Think about it. It says in Exodus chapter 1 that the Israelites cried out to Yahweh from their bondage, and Yahweh sent Moses. Their faith, their crying out, their persistence, their belief enacted and enabled this chain of events to occur. Think of it this way. The people that Yeshua healed came to him in faith. He didn't just go. You ever wonder why he didn't just go to the infirmary? You don't read of that, do you? I mean, they had to have little infirmaries, little hospitals back then. Why didn't he heal everybody at the leper colony? Why didn't he just walk through and say, you're healed, you're healed, you're healed, you're healed, you're healed. You need a new pair of heels. You're healed, you're healed. You're everybody's well, everybody's good. You ever wonder about that? Why is it that everybody in the world wasn't healed when he said those things? Because they came and asked. And they believed. It takes faith. Remember what he said? I couldn't do great miracles in that town because the people didn't believe. How much more so for us? That's why I don't think these people who've had healing ministries could just walk through a hospital and heal everybody. I can pray for Nicholas to be healed, but if Nicholas doesn't want to be healed, if Nicholas's unbelief is stronger than my belief, what's going to work? What's going to happen? Yahweh, through his foreknowledge, knows how things will work out in the end. The judgments to be poured out, we read about them. The faith of the remnant occurring, this great awakening of people. Did you know that the word sovereign or sovereignty does not appear in the King James Version Bible? The King James Version never says that he is sovereign. It never says sovereignty or sovereign. It is a phrase used a lot in the NIV. But there is no reference, there is no verse in the King James that says he is sovereign. So my question is he? Yes! Yahweh is sovereign. He's all-powerful. He's supreme. He's paramount. True sovereignty is not hoarding it over people and making people robots. Melanie better do this. She's going to do that. She has no free will. She has no choice. True sovereignty is holding back and stopping. I mean, wouldn't it be great sometimes that if ignorance was painful? You know what I'm saying? Every time somebody was just really stupid, they hurt. Maybe not. Maybe not for me, at least. I'd be hurting a lot, but it's not that way. I haven't seen Yahweh strike people down with lightning bolts lately. I've dodged a few, but that's not how things happen. He's not a dictator in control. So if Yahweh's not in control, is it the Illuminati? Is it the Illuminati? It's Dick Cheney. The evil Dick Cheney. It's B.O. Barack Obama. No. If it's not the Illuminati, if it's not Satan, guess who it leaves? Us. Everybody say us. We choose every day. Yahweh's will or Satan's will. Yahweh's will or our will. The word says that Yahweh's word is forever settled in heaven. It's in place. We are to enforce his power. Enforce his law. Now, if you understand what I'm saying today, it is scary. Because this means that you and I have much more responsibility and much more power than we think. We are not a ship adrift at the sea. We're not a passenger of our life. We are the driver. James, Yaakov chapter 4, verse 7 says, submit yourselves to Yahweh, resist HaSatan, and he will flee. Do you like that verse? We're going to talk about it. John chapter 10, verse 10 says, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I've come that you might have life, life in abundance. So from John 10:10, the thief comes to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy. So guess what, Vincent? Some things are from HaSatan. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And some things are from Yahweh. We've got to figure out which one is. So your attitude right now, the thought you have right now, is it from Yahweh? Is it from Hasatan? What you watched on TV last night, was it from Yahweh? Was it from Hasatan? The clothes we wore yesterday, from Yahweh, from Hasatan? The sickness we just got over, was it from Yahweh? Was it from Hasatan? I'm going to say something very controversial. I might as well. Are you ready? Say, I'm ready. Yahweh no more wants you sick than He wants you to sin. Yahweh no more wants you sick than He wants you to sin. But people don't think of it that way. We think, and I did this today. I got a headache. First thing I say is, somebody got some Tylenol? That's the first thing I said. Did you fall in the spirit or in the sleep? That's the first thing I did. I get to feeling bad. I say, somebody got some Tylenol? Now, I'm not saying taking medicine is evil, but should that be our first choice? Should it? No. It should not. Or we think this, well, sickness is just part of, it's just part of the fallen world. You get sick, you get colds, you get this. Or we think, well, Yahweh allowed it. Yahweh must want to teach me something. If that was the case, I'd be sick all the time. Because I got a lot to learn. Did you know, if you go and read in Deuteronomy 29 through 32, it lists the blessings and the curses of Yahweh. Guess where sickness is listed? As a curse. Guess where health is listed? As a blessing. Guess where poverty is listed? As a curse. Guess where depression is listed? It's one of the curses of Egypt. Submit yourself to Yahweh, resist Hasatan, and He will flee, is what it says in James 4:7. Yahweh, like the government, has all power and expects us to walk in obedience. We've got to be strong and realize that Yahweh's not the problem. He's not the author of our pain and our problems. The government is not the author of all of our pain and problems. There's some of them. It's the imperfect world. It's the devil, Hasatan, and it's poor decisions that we make. That's what causes a lot of our problems. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 says that Yahshua has redeemed us from the curse of sin. He's given us victory over all of that. This teaching was called the army and the sovereignty of Yahweh. So I want to finish with this. If we understand the sovereignty of Yahweh, that He's given us power and dominion and authority, if we understand that He set up His government, that we're in His army. We're part of that army. We're to be a part of that army. And it's time to get aggressive as part of that army. Defensive as part of that army. Stories told of this rabbi, and he saw this guy, and he came up. He was there for service for Yom Kippur. He said, hey, Reuben, good to see you. And he said, oh, Rabbi, good to see you. And next thing you know, Passover, guess what? Reuben's there for Passover. He said, Reuben, oh, it's good to see you. He said, wait a minute, Reuben. He said, the last time I saw you was Yom Kippur. He said, why does I only see you on Yom Kippur and Passover? You're supposed to be in Yahweh's army. Reuben looks at him and says, I am. I'm in the secret service. He's got enough secret service agents out there. You know what he needs? He needs some 5-star and 4-star generals to take authority, to command. We beg, we plead, or we just forget. It's time that we take authority and command blessings. We command power, command healing. Deuteronomy 28 lists the blessings and the curses. It says in James 4, 7, submit yourselves to Yahweh, resist HaSatan, and he will flee. Resist the symptoms. Resist the environment. Resist the food. Resist the sin. Resist the laziness. Resist HaSatan. Resist the temptation. That's not easy, is it? Resist. You hear that word resistance. Resist. Is that passive or is it active? It's active. You actively resist. It's time that we actively resist more and submit more to Yahweh. Submit to His will. It also tells us in the book of James, you should not say, oh, well, tomorrow I will do this, or the next day I will do that. Do you know what it says? If Yahweh, you should say, if Yahweh is willing, I will do this. If Yahweh is willing, I will do that. That's my challenge to you today. Real practical. Two things. Change your vocabulary. When you make a plan, say, well, Yahweh willing, I'll be there. Yahweh willing, we're going to do that. Yahweh willing. And that's going to remind you that there's His perfect will and then there's His unperfect will. Walk in His perfect will. Make it happen. And the other part is resist HaSatan. Submit to Yahweh, James 4, 7. We think that because Yahweh is supreme or sovereign, that He chooses who gets blessed, who gets healed, who gets to have a good day. I don't believe that. I believe that if we don't take His authority and become commanders, then Yahweh's true power is never going to be revealed and released into this world. I want to end with Ephesians chapter 1. FCI, Ephesians chapter 1. It's Yahweh's will that we keep the faith, but He doesn't want us to keep it to ourselves. We're to do it. We're to share it. It's Yahweh's will that we keep the feast. Does He make you take off work to keep the feast? No, He doesn't. It's Yahweh's will that we keep Shabbat. Most in the world do not. And they ridicule us because we do. We have to be commanders and command it to happen. And say this, Caleb, we got to say, as for me and my house, we will serve Yahweh. Ephesians 1, verse 19. What is the exceeding greatness of His power towards us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in the Messiah when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in the world to come? He hath put all things under His feet and gave Him to be the head over all things in the assembly, which is the body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. Look at verse 19. What is the exceeding greatness of His power towards us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power when He raised Messiah from the dead? Read it again. This is the exceeding greatness of His power to us who believe, look at verse 20, when He raised Messiah from the dead. When you look at these verses together, this means that the very same power that raised Yeshua from the dead is in us. It says that if the power that raised Yeshua from the dead dwells in you, then that same power will bring life to your body by His Spirit that lives in you. Romans 8, verse 11. But the same power that raised Yeshua from the dead is in us, and all principalities and authorities are below it. So my challenge is not just to let things happen. And don't just think if something good is occurring that it's Yahweh's will. Or if something bad is occurring that it's not Yahweh's will. Sometimes life is hard. The question is Yah willing? Are you resisting HaSatan? Are you submitting to Him? The way we look at things has got to change. when we're in the army of Yahweh. Because who's the commander of that army? Yeshua. It's time we listen and we obey. His word has the laws, the rules. They're there. The teaching is called the army and the sovereignty of Yahweh. What you do with it is your choice. But I know that as studying and preparing to share this, that Yahweh showed me to stop being so passive when it comes to His will. It is time that we rise up as leaders, we rise up as believers, as Israelites, and we raise the banner of righteousness. That doesn't mean we go out and we shoot people who are performing abortions. That's not the point. The point is we resist HaSatan and he will flee. Amen? James chapter 4, verse 7. Submit to Yahweh, resist HaSatan, and he will flee.
Thank you again for listening to the Finding EMET radio program. Please visit our website to learn more about the EMET, the truth of the Scriptures. Search the Bible, submit your prayer request, or read an article on various subjects. The website is www.findemet.com. That's www.findemet.com. CD copies of this teaching are available for free by submitting a request at the website. Or write to us at EMET Ministries, 1310 Trent Street, Newberry, South Carolina, 29108. That's EMET Ministries, 1310 Trent Street, Newberry, South Carolina, 29108. Thank you again for listening to Finding EMET with Daniel Rendleman. May you find the EMET, and may the truth set you free.